Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Thanks to Nick Dowd for bringing us back in.
By the way, always appreciate Dowder.
Cat One Arena last night, got to see a little bit of everything. The very rare game in person with two shootout opportunities in game.
I can't remember having seen that in my hockey watching life.
Penalty shots in regulation hockey. I've seen one live. I remember Carl Hagelin in a playoff game against the Caps. I'm sure I've seen another at some point. But two in the same game was wild. One for both teams. Two fights, hat trick, first of Justin Sortiff's career.
Should they have gone for two there, do you think, at the end?
I would have. Just to
what did the analytics say? Yeah.
Nick Sirianni style. It was the down 15 corollary.
Mm-hmm.
Two Alex Ovechkin goals. It was a good night at the barn.
Indeed.
Enjoyed myself thoroughly. Today we're talking Cliff Kingsbury out as the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders. Joe Witt has been dismissed as well. It's a mutual parting of ways, they're saying, with Kingsbury. Doesn't sound like the visions were matching up. So what didn't they like? You know, that's something we'll talk about as the day goes on here on Grant and Danny. But you can call us now, 800-636, for your reaction. Danny, the question is, should they have moved on from Cliff Kingsbury? We're making this our G&D poll of the day, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Local, long-distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades, best-in-class service and experience. If you were in charge, would Cliff Kingsbury still be their OC on week one next year?
Yes. And here's why. I think you can do better. I don't think they will. I think they've got a vision in mind. Now, this is speculation. This is what's rumored. There's, you know, nobody's done anything just yet. So impossible to say, you know, one way or the other unequivocally. But I think they want to do something that's definitely not Cliff Kingsbury. They want the same orthodox, you know, run the dang ball, first, second, and third down, set up third and five, pass. I think they want something that doesn't exist really in this league anymore with good offenses. I think they want less variety. I think they want the retread, old school, whatever. Now, if you go Shanahan tree, maybe it'll be different than that. But I get the sense that that's not what they're about. I get the sense that they want something different here. And if that's the route you're going to go down, that ain't better than what you just had. If you find me, I'm making this up. If Mike LaFleur comes here because he wants to call plays under the Shanahan / Sean McVay coaching tree, I'm excited about that. But that's probably not what you're doing. I think it's going to be some, you know, kind of Neanderthal, run the dang ball, Daryl Bevel type dude that isn't exciting to me.
Should they be moving on based on results of two seasons of Kingsbury's work? I'll say no. His 2-year results are not fireable. They finished 10th and 12th offensively in yards per play the last 2 years, and they did it this year with myriad injuries. Do I have a problem with them moving on? No. Philosophically, I've just got differences and visions, I suppose, of what an offense should look like. And it sounds like they do too. So who am I to tell them they shouldn't? I'll bet I agree with some of what Dan Quinn thinks. Not the let's run the ball more stuff. But, you know, if it is, let's be more traditional. Let's look a little bit more like what Kyle was running with me in Atlanta when I got to a Super Bowl. Then sign me up for that for sure. It's a big risk. The grass is not always greener. You have a good, solid coordinator who has a great rapport with your quarterback. And this is the last point that I'll make on why I wouldn't make this change today. Jaden Daniels is going into a massive, gotta have it, it's go time season now that will make or break him as your franchise quarterback, possibly. And while I'm putting in pen still that this guy is special and unique and elite and going to be here for many, many, many years, you are making it harder on him by changing scheme and changing offense. And I think going from Cliff, depending on which direction you go in, to let's just say the more traditional Shanahan-type offense, is a massive transition. That's not a small thing, man.
No.
So for him to have to learn a new offense, maybe begrudgingly because he wanted Cliff around, I think that's a ballsy thing to do going into year 3 of Jaden after this disastrous year.
You said it, and I'll try to do it succinctly. You better be right. You better be sure. Because, again, I think a head coach in general gets two of whatever it is. Two sets of coordinators, maybe two quarterbacks at best. I mean, not when you have a special case like Daniels, who's second overall. But in general, you usually get a couple of these levers to pull before it's time for you to face the music. And kind of same with the GM.
It's a good point. When you think about a coach hot seat situation, like view it as a clock that ticks down to zero and you get fired at zero.
Mm-hmm.
This is the scene in the movie. You ever seen Armageddon?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great film.
It's a movie.
One of the greatest movies ever made.
It's a movie.
In the movie Armageddon, they're on a spaceship, rocket ship. They're on a rocket, They've landed on a meteor that they're going to blow up. And there's a nuclear warhead on this aircraft that they're on. And there's a moment where the nuclear warhead turns on. Because on Earth, they turned it on to detonate.
You got a remote detonate the damn nuclear device.
The clock in a lot of these movies for like the bomb will just suddenly start. And the countdown from 5 minutes or 2 minutes begins. The clock has begun on Dan Quinn.
Yeah. I mean, now, the sands of the hourglass, bro.
You can do some things to stop the clock. Like Harry Stamper did when he took Willie Sharp by the neck and he made him call it off. And then the lady broke the chip and then they stopped with Rocket Hound, the nuclear warhead, from going off. But the clock has started. When you start firing coordinators, when you start blowing up your coaching staff, when you pivot after a 12-loss season and now you're kind of scapegoating coordinators and other people, the clock is on.
Yeah, nobody's crying over Joe Witt. Respectfully, I mean, I know that's someone's livelihood, but that's obvious. Okay, you didn't turn you didn't get any turnovers. Your defense was terrible for 2 years. Done.
Let's do the Joe Witt conversation. Joe Witt's out of a job today.
That's correct.
I feel bad about that.
Yeah,
he's a human being, and I don't want him to lose his job. Back to Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, back to Cliff. Too much good deposits in the bank there for Kingsbury just to be sort of dismissed offhand. You had better be right when it comes to this, because again, for all the millions of reasons, no one cares if your middle linebacker has to learn a new system, learn a new defense. The quarterback, the most complicated position there is, and a guy coming off a really disappointing year for a million reasons, we don't have to go into them. We have before, and we will again. That's a huge ask for anybody, let alone this situation right here. So yeah, that is it's a major risk, and you better nail this one.
We've got John Keim, who covers the team, coming up at 3. We'll get his thoughts on the major change on the offensive side of the ball. What it means for Jaden Daniels. We've also got Caps tickets today. We're giving away at 4:00 ahead of the Beltway Blitz right here on Grant and Danny. Before we hit the phones, though, you can line them up at 800-636-1067. I did want to pass along some of the names that I've heard from around the league that Washington is either in contact with or will be expected to be in contact with in the hours, days ahead here for this OC role. The name that has come up the most for me is Brian Daboll, the former head coach of the New York Giants. Now, I've got to say personally, while I liked Daboll a lot as the coordinator with the Bills, and he's a former coach of the year as a head coach, Brian Daboll wouldn't make a ton of sense to me. If you're going away from Kingsbury to get more traditional, it's not a big enough departure, I don't think. Yes, it's a slightly more traditional West Coast NFL offense, but it's still a lot of shotgun. It's a lot of quarterback runs. He put Jackson Dart in more harm's way, in my opinion. Some of his play style did, too, than Cliff did with Jaden.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want to get away from quarterback run stuff and be, I keep using the word traditional, but like more of a normal NFL rushing attack with backs in the backfield, I don't know if Daboll's the guy I would turn to.
So Daboll's a guy that I actually like in general for maybe this role, simply because his track record with Josh Allen, he was there supervising the, are we sure this guy can do it, to that transition to MVP candidate every year?
But your team, unless something's changed, run the ball with your quarterback less. Brian Daboll is the most run the ball with your quarterback.
Yeah, so the attributes that I'm looking for in general, I want that disgraced head coach that's not going to leave for an interview anytime soon, that no one's in a hurry to hire as a head coach for my offensive coordinator, but a guy that's had good responsibility, a good track record. But yes, that's the negative there.
Part of why he got fired by the Giants was Jackson Dart running downhill between the tackles over and over again.
Jackson Dart runs, then he has to run to the blue tent.
Tommy Rees is a name to watch. He was the OC under Kevin Stefanski with the Cleveland Browns, a Notre Dame background. That's a name that has come up. A guy that a lot of people probably haven't heard of, who I've gotten rave reviews on, who is going to be up for pretty much every OC opening. But because this one is appealing, because you get to work with Jaden Daniels, his name's Grant Udinski, I think it is. The OC for the Jaguars under Liam Cohen.
There's some good cologne there.
29 years old. Been working with Liam Cohen this year. Has been in a couple other places, including with Minnesota, with Kevin O'Connell. I remember Kirk Cousins raving about him when I asked him about him in the past as well. Grant Udinski, OC for the Jaguars. Every team with an opening should talk to that kid. And then Mike Kafka's name has come up, which is gross. The New York Giants interim head coach. And I'm just not interested based on how their season's gone. But that's a name I've heard as well. So those are some of the names that have been linked to Washington. The biggest of them is Brian Daboll. But do you think they made the right decision? That's the question on Grant and Danny. Cliff Kingsbury is out.